Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Alrighty, that's a little Lenny Kravitz playing on a spring break kind of day. This gets you in the mood, doesn't it?
Fly away.
Fly away.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to fly away down to the Keys.
Okay.
Just hang out. Long weekend. Sunshine. Yeah, little Jimmy Buffett.
Okay.
Lenny Kravitz.
All right. You'll be back here on Monday.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Short little day trip.
That's the beauty of being able to daydream. You can go anywhere you want to.
Oh, sure can.
And that's my plug for reading. Reading will spark your imagination. Okay, good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock right here on Palmetto Mornings on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. 34 degrees out there. Surprising because it's such a blue sky and the sun is shining. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app, download that app today. Those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live.
You know, it's always sad to report that we have lost one of our OTS Sports Wall of Fame members. M.H. Carroll passed away yesterday? And we have Alan Miller in studio to share what we may not know about M.H. Carroll, but definitely share about his life and the contributions that he has made right here to our station. Good morning.
Thank you, and a good Friday to you and to all of our listeners. It is a day that we remember, and it's a day that we have the opportunity to remember M.H. Carroll. He was a good guy. He was, always friendly. The last time he and I had an opportunity to talk, you'll hear a portion of an interview that we did. He was part of our 75th anniversary celebration last fall whenever we paid tribute to our 75 top players that ever played. He was a Rock Hill alum. He was a Georgia Bulldog through and through. This guy loved the Bulldogs, and he would always fight with his USC friends about who was better.
Of course.
And his career with us actually started when he was at the University of Georgia. He came out of the Army, World War II, and he was on a scholarship from the Army. And in 1947, as a student, he received a call from WRHI. George Cobb was the color analyst at that time, and he called and said, "Look, we're going to do a game in Anderson. I need somebody to spot for us. Will you come over and spot?" And that means pointing out players, pointing to the card in front of you so you can match up the numbers and keep the flow of the broadcast going. Well, he did well. He loved it. He caught the bug. And so he started doing this on a regular basis when he would come home from Georgia on the weekend for the Bearcat broadcast that we would have on the air. Several years later, he had the opportunity to work with Charles Kuralt and, of course, Jim Estes. And then Connie Morton, he became our play-by-play guy in the early 50s, maybe 1951. And that's when he actually had the opportunity to go on the air and do color commentating. And the pair of them became legendary in this area, and they stayed as the voice of WRHI on basketball, on football, Winthrop Training School games that we carried, all of this stuff, right up to the early 70s.
He was inducted into the OTS Sports Wall of Fame in 2012.
He was, and a lot of people know him as the former clerk of court here in York County. He did that for about 35 years.
That good name, gracious. Yes. I know that name.
Yes.
Very good.
Wow.
That's important.
And we've got a clip we want to share with our listeners. Alan, do you need to set this one up, or is it pretty much self-explanatory?
Well, I think it's something that you may have heard a few smidgens of. This is more of an elongated form. If you want to hear the entire interview, I believe we're going to be posting that online. Stephen's going to get that up for us. But this actual clip talks about why he got into broadcasting and something that he felt a lot of people didn't realize that he was doing it not for the love of money, but for the love of the sport.
It's not known, and I mean, now 7 years later, we can talk about it. Connie and I, once we saw that we were going to work together, and as I said, we were personal friends, we sat down, and we spent, let me mention this to you, every Monday night, Connie Morton and I would sit down and listen to the Friday night tape to see how we could do better and what we did wrong. Well, at one of these times, Connie said, M.H., he said, let's make a bargain. And this was in the early stages, Alan. He said, we'll never take a penny compensation. Whatever we do, let's do it as a tribute to Rock Hill High School for the education we were able to obtain there and to the Rock Hill High School Bearcat Athletic Program, which both of us played basketball and football, as a tribute. Said, we both have some success in life. We both have been in the military and survived World War II. We owe Rock Hill High School everything we can give to them. So let's make a pledge that we'll never take a penny. We never even took a Pepsi Cola. We bought our own gas. We paid our own meals. And to those students at Rock Hill High School, who Northwestern, South Point, I'm proud that we got three schools like that, and others. That, to me, is a message we need to get to the high school students today. Be dedicated to your education. Give 100, and that's all the coaches ever ask. We want 110% of your athletic ability. And that's what made champions out of the Bearcats.
Wow. Right there. That's incredible.
Holy smoke, man. He just did it for the love and the importance of playing a sport and how that can give you the opportunity to continue your education.
And the appreciation and gratitude of what was given to him.
That's the bigger message for sure.
That's awesome.
You know, he also was a coach in the minor leagues around the YMCA, the city leagues. He did that for many years. And he also helped out Coach Oates as an assistant coach with the Bearcats several seasons. So he loved sports. He loved Rock Hill. He was a native of Rock Hill. And later in life, he retired to Florida. He was a minister down there at one of the churches in Tampa, Florida, at MacDill Air Force Base, their family camp community church. And whenever he returned to Rock Hill, he spent his final years at one of the rest homes here, where he was an in-house minister and counseled a lot of people. So he ended his years working for God.
I just wish that we saw more today of that spirit of what can I give back, and honoring the things that helped shape their life instead of the attitude that seems to be more prevalent of what's in it for me.
Entitlement.
Yeah, entitlement. What an incredible life. 95 years old.
He was. He was revered by the other members of our Sports Wall of Fame. When the word went out yesterday, I had several emails that come in. I'm going to read one here. This came from Gene Knight, who was a 2013 inductee. He said, "May the echoes of his voice live on in the sound bites on the OTS network."
Oh, well said.
"We all should carry the torch he and others lifted 75 years ago a little bit higher in his honor."
Well
and
said.
A guy who went into the Wall of Fame with him, Scott Wells, he sent a very eloquent remark. Whenever I got it yesterday, it said something to the effect of how important it was for him to be inducted the year that M.H. Carroll went in, because he said he knew him. He said, in fact, his first land deal that he had ever done. And if you know Scott, he's done a lot of land deals. Mm-hmm. He said M.H. was part of that, and he helped him. He worked him through it. He walked him through the process, and he learned a lot from him from that area. The last time we had him on the air was several years ago. He and Connie came back for kind of a reunion maybe about 10 years ago, and they did a couple of series at one of our broadcasts at District 3. But he was a great guy. Enjoyed getting to know M.H. We're going to miss him. Mm-hmm. His funeral is tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Green Funeral Home, and visitation will take place between 3 and 4. They will be streaming that for those that can't get to the service.
Wow.
Deep ties to the city of Rock Hill and, of course, right here at OTS Media. And M.H. Carroll certainly will be missed, passing away at the age of 95.
Godspeed, M.H.